Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, February 25th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. HTC announced a partnership with the company HoloRide to use its Vive Flow VR headsets for virtual amusement parks and other worlds, including using it for a virtual roller coaster experience while being driven in a car. This would be synced to the movement of the car to prevent motion sickness. HTC also announced, as part of its Viveverse multiverse vision, it will introduce a Vive Guardian app to protect children in VR spaces. This includes a broadcast mode that limits a child's VR experience to one app broadcast from a parent's device, as well as a free mode where children can choose between specified apps and experiences. Vive Guardian will be available on Google Play and Viveport. According to an internal memo seen by MacRumors, Apple will soon provide authorized technicians with access to TrueDepth camera service parts, allowing for same-unit repairs to Face ID. Currently, fixing the Face ID system requires a whole unit replacement. Apple will make service parts available for the iPhone XS and newer devices. The analysts at Counterpoint report that global smartphone revenue increased 7% of the year in 2021 to $448 billion. Apple increased smartphone revenue by 35% of the year to $196 billion, leading all companies with 44% of global revenue. Samsung was number two with $72 billion in revenue, up 11% of the year. Oppo, Xiaomi, and Vivo rounded out the top five, all growing revenue over 40% of the year. Average smartphone price increased 12% of the year to $322. Meanwhile, Sensor Tower reports that global non-game subscription-based app revenue increased 41% in the year in 2021 to $18.3 billion. App Store subscription revenue increased 31% in the year to $13.5 billion, while Google Play revenue jumped 78% in the year to $4.8 billion. ZTE announced the Nubia Z40 Pro. It includes a Snapdragon 8 Gen 1 SoC, a 144Hz AMOLED screen, and up to 16 gigabytes of storage. On the camera side, it uses a new 64-megapixel Sony IMX787 sensor on its main camera, paired with a 50-megapixel ultrawide and 5x periscope zoom. It also comes in a limited gravity edition with integrated 15-watt magnetic wireless charging. It starts at 3,399 yuan, that's about $538, although no word on shipping. China's Supreme Court ruled that virtual asset transactions are illegal fundraising and could face fines of up to 500,000 yuan and a 10-year prison sentence for large transactions. The People's Bank of China already declared virtual asset transactions like cryptocurrency illegal fundraising in September 2021. This ruling just sets out how they would be prosecuted under existing Chinese law. Researchers at Tel Aviv University uncovered vulnerabilities in Galaxy S8, S9, S10, S20, and S21 phones that store cryptographic keys through ARM's Trust Zone system, making it possible for hackers to access encryption information supposedly protected with dedicated hardware. This Trust Zone operating system, or TZOS, runs alongside Android, but its cryptographic functions offer a weak, poorly documented link in the security chain. Samsung released a series of fixes between August and October 2021, so be sure you're updated. The UK government released new provisions in its online safety bill. This would require online platforms to provide a way for users to verify their identity and give tools to block unverified users. The provisions also call for letting users filter out content deemed illegal but harmful. Almost a year and a half after Motional and VIA announced a partnership to study autonomous vehicles and their role in public transportation, the two companies have launched a robotaxi shuttle service in Las Vegas that's free. Motional is a joint venture between Hyundai and Aptiv, and VIA is a transit software company that used to operate on-demand vehicles in New York City and Washington, D.C. It's available now. Motional's BMW robotaxis are available to hail using VIA's mobile app in downtown Las Vegas from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. But Motional says future cars will be Hyundai IONIQ 5 electric SUVs. Samsung added new capabilities to its AI-powered object eraser tool, now able to erase reflections and shadows from photos. The company also expanded availability of the feature, now available on Galaxy S10 series devices, the Galaxy Note 10, and Galaxy A52. Earlier this week, we reported on a modified graphics card BIOS that claimed to remove the Ethereum mining limiter on NVIDIA RTX 30 series cards. An analysis from Tom's Hardware found that this BIOS doesn't actually remove the mining limiter and infects the Windows PowerShell service with malware. Nintendo acquired Systems Research and Development, or SRD, a programming specialist it's worked with since 1983, working on games like the original Super Mario Bros. All the way through Animal Crossing New Horizons. SRD does not develop games directly, rather it assists studios in programming titles. Tumblr announced an ad-free browsing tier available for $4.99 a month or $39.99 a year. Tumblr first introduced advertising in 2012. And finally, a new Windows 11 Insider Preview build includes a redesigned taskbar for touchscreens. When using an app on a tablet device, the taskbar shrinks to a narrow strip, just big enough to show the time and status icons. Swiping up or closing the app brings back the full-size taskbar. This taskbar also features larger icons with more generous spacing. Remember, for more discussions of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.